We are in, it's an exhibition center, and if you take a look, it is packed with people, children, families, sleeping wherever they can. There are three halls here. It is packed. They are telling us that there is enough aid, you were asking me. There are deliveries of water, bread. Further down, we can't really show you because of the light contrast. Boots are being handed out, and there is a queue of people. So it does stretch all around to the other side, but it is very difficult. It becomes very cold at night. I'm going to bring in Nihat, who is from Gaziantep. He has been here for the last 3 days. Nihat, thank you for talking to us. Tell us a little bit about what it is like for you here.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult to everyone. First of all, I thank you, the channel Al Jazeera English, to show how desperate people here. We lost our homes, we lost our neighbors, and it's very difficult.
This is the reality. It's going to be very difficult moving forward because a lot of homes have been destroyed. If they haven't been destroyed, the infrastructure is broken. There's danger of multiple, many buildings collapsing. So, you know, we're now focusing on the rescue and recovery efforts, but this is what the long-term problem is. Tens and tens and tens of thousands of people homeless. They're going to need shelter. They're going to need food and water. And we're just giving you a very small snapshot here in Gaziantep. And of course, this is something that's a reality all across the region.